This episode of Unpitchable is brought to you by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items plus pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you can get 6 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and much more.
What examples do you have of, like, gear they've sent?
Well, so one of the new things that they're doing is a t-shirt in every box.
Could you get, like, a jersey that makes you really good at sports?
Yes. The Like Mike jersey?
No, I was kind of referencing the jersey on Disney Channel, but okay.
Oh, well, maybe.
Yeah.
But I doubt it, because nobody liked that show and it's gone. And no one that actually cares about nerd things anymore is old enough to remember that show, because we're dinosaurs.
That's true. So,
you have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific of each month to get your order in if you want that month's crate. So if you want June's crate, you got to order by June 19th, 9 p.m. Pacific. After the 19th, that's it. You can't get June's crate anymore. You'll just have to wait till July. So head on over to www.lootcrate.com/unpitchable and use the coupon code unpitchable to save $3 off any new Loot Crate box.
So go awesome. Get it, please.
Go get it.
Go get a nerd block.
You looters.
Unpitchable, a podcast about fake sequels based on real movies. I'm Nick Kagi.
I'm Tim Catania.
And I'm David Johnson.
What's been going on, fellas?
Brandy and I are going to Walt Disney World in Orlando for our anniversary in December. And if that's not enough information for you to find and murder me, then that's all you're getting. But I'll be the one in the crowd with the red lapel on his ear. So we're going to Disney, and we got some stuff in the mail that said, I opened it up. It just said, like, you know, on the front of the envelope, Disney vacation. Are you ready for it? I opened it, and the brochure says, it's got the Incredibles on the front, and it says the Johnson's Incredible Disney Vacation. And then as I flip through it, like, it's neat because, like, I mean, obviously it's Disney, so they're gonna, but, like, even, like, the fake screens that is showing other people holding with their, like, signed into My Disney Experience said, like, Brandy and I's name on the screen in the photo. Like, it was, or, you know, whatever. It was neat looking.
You're about to get kidnapped.
And it got me thinking, do what?
You're gonna get kidnapped while you're there.
Most definitely.
Like, there's a picture of you, and they put your social security number in the actual mail to you?
Yeah. Well, we're also staying in, like, the Animal Kingdom, but in, like, the Mayan, like, Mexican area, and Mexico's known for their kidnappings, so I don't know how authentic Disney's gonna get with it, but...
So, I've heard that if you ask for a Bible, since, you know, in Mexico, they're very religious, and Catholicism is throughout the area, that'll help your chances. Oh. Also, humanize yourself, you know? Talk about how you have 12 dogs to go home to. Someone's got to feed
those
dogs.
I left all 12 of my dogs to take care of my 18 children. Please let me get home to
gotta go home. The dogs are running the house.
The children outnumber the dogs. They do not fare well.
They're picking sides. They're starting a gang war.
I had a thought after getting all this Disney stuff that, you know, the election's coming up and stuff, and that's pretty depressing. What if Disney just ran the country?
Explain to me what you mean by run the country.
David's really trying to... I have, like, this... I think I have a word from, like, divine word for what David's trying to do. He's trying to make America great again. It just came to me.
That's weird that just came to you.
That just came to me. I know. I've never heard
no
that before.
No one's ever said that before.
No one's ever said that before. No one's ever
said
that.
So, like, would Disney characters be governors? Or, like, would Mickey Mouse be the governor of Florida?
No, no. I mean, I want Disney to run the government on, like, a functional level. So, like, all right, so you know, like, in Disney, there's a trash can, like, every, like, 3 feet, so no one ever has to look for a trash can, and they, like, they just have some, like, no one's allowed to break character. All their employees are, like, coached on how to, like, if there's a kid crying, like, give them a free something so they'll stop crying, kind of things like that. Like, I think that Disney could apply that to the problems that we face in the government, and it might work. I mean, look, think about it. Disney World is like four parks and like who knows how many water parks. It's a huge like square piece of land, and they run that thing like a tight ship. And I think that that we could just maybe benefit from America being run like that. I mean, they already own Star Wars and Marvel, so they kind of already own...
Yeah, they already own the country's identity as a whole.
Yeah.
They own space and superheroes, so...
So you want to hear an interesting story like they told us at college one time about Disney?
Sure.
So, like, when they... I didn't even give you guys the option to say yes, so I just started. Instead of putting all those trash cans out everywhere, what they did is they gave kids, like, candy, because they knew the kids would throw the trash on the ground. And so what they did is kids were coming into the park, they would give them free candy with, like, an obnoxious wrapper. They would have people follow those kids until those kids would drop the piece of candy, and then they would put X's on the concrete. And then that's where they started basing trash cans.
That's where they started sniping those kids.
A kid died here. If you see an X, a kid died here.
Continue. I'm sorry.
It's like, oh yeah, we put a trash can right on this roller coaster because that's where the kid dropped the thing. Guess we're going to put it right here in the front.
Yeah, no, that I think I've heard that before. That is really cool. Yeah, that's really smart.
That is smart. So we should do that in America. Except for right. They follow criminals around.
And wherever they drop the money is where we put a bank.
Put it, yeah, and we just like kind of follow. We just do that with everything.
Wherever a crime is committed, we just put a prison right there.
If someone throws a Common Core math book like into the river, boom, there's a school in the river.
Oh my gosh, a floating school?
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Or a sunken school.
Disney could do it. Why not?
Disney
they have Imagineers, it. David. They could do anything. Imagine our government.
What'd you say?
Our military.
You said today that the Imagineers would just replace our weapons division, and they
yeah.
Like really
imagine, weapons. Imagine the military with the Imagineers behind it.
I was thinking that we would just as if you were drafted into the army, they just gave you a stormtrooper suit.
I'd be all right with that.
I think more. I think the recruitment rate would go up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're going to cosplay in Afghanistan.
The problem is everyone would just melt to death as soon as they got there.
Oh yeah, it's 2,000 degrees outside.
People would be trying to help each other off the battlefield, and their plastic armor would just fuse together.
I'm stuck. Yeah, so maybe that would be, well, I don't know, like you get the Tatooine armor.
Yeah, okay.
That was probably filmed like in sunny California, 60 degrees out, but still.
But yeah, so that was kind of my thought was Disney should run the company.
That's
I mean,
cool.
The
have
government.
You? I was thinking about you guys going to Disney. Are you worried at all that Brandy might be taken into It's a Small World and never be able to leave? Because she's a slight human being. She's, you know.
Is It's a Small World at Walt Disney World?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I've rented it.
David,
written
you did
it
a movie.
A
David, you did a movie where It's a Small World.
I did. Okay, leave me alone.
Yeah, but maybe right. David right. thought that he was so good at making movies, he invented a ride.
No, that is a distinct possibility. What I'm thinking is probably going to happen, though, is just like that man's hat in the Twister ride at Universal, Brandy mm-hmm. might fly into that trash can.
David and I went to the Twister ride at Universal, and... First off, Bill Paxton narrates all of it, so that's pretty fantastic. He's very, very serious about tornadoes. He acts like he's an expert because he was in a movie about tornadoes. But one guy's hat flew off, and it landed in this barrel, and he's like, well, I'll just get it after. And then the barrel set fire.
It was
hilarious. Yeah.
It was so great. That was so, like the
yeah,
best
you need
part
to,
of
like,
a senior trip.
Like I was telling you, you need to get like a little wallet chain for Brandy so she doesn't fly away. Nick, what have you been up to, man?
All right, so this week I haven't really done much, but I have happened to catch the Suicide Squad trailer. And I don't know what you guys think about that, but it looks terrible.
I think that movie is pure garbage. But
Joker,
I really want to know what Tim thought, because Tim, you watched that trailer like 5 minutes before we started episode.
Joker looks like someone took an old Converse shoe and went crazy on it with a stapler. And a Sharpie. That's what he looks like. It's the worst. I don't know what's going on in that trailer, but like, it just, they were like, oh, we're going to capture the fun side of DC. And they're like, oh, wait, there's no fun side of DC. I guess this isn't going to work.
Ballroom Blitz. That's all I remember from that trailer.
Yeah, I have that stuck in my head now because of that trailer.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
I, you know, it's just like, I guess Marvel does such a good job of like bringing joy. Like, there's joy in all their movies, right? So DC is just like, well, let's be the exact opposite of Marvel. And it sucks.
They're like, oh, wait, hold on. Don't film anything yet. We got to put the anti-Marvel filter on. And it's like this bluish gray color. Yeah,
did you see the thing where they were talking about Zack Snyder filmed with a filter and it dampens the colors?
Yeah, but I thought that was pretty obvious in like all of them.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like, I don't know. It's really, I don't know. And then I'm also really annoyed that
this is the depression emo Linkin Park.
Yeah,
filter.
It's like Superman's really emo and Batman's like a psychopath and. Yeah. I don't know, dude. The trailer looks terrible. It looks like if Ocean's 11.
What if we let Limp Bizkit write the script?
Yeah, it's like if Kid Rock if Kid Rock wrote Ocean's 11.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it's real sad too because like Killer Croc is in this and he's one of my favorite Batman villains and they didn't do anything with him. He just looks boring.
I don't know.
Just looks like someone with a skin disease.
Yeah, the Joker. And here the Joker looks like he's 15 to me.
Well.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I was really trying hard to defend the Joker and the choices, and then after the longer trailer hit with more of him in it, I was just like, nope.
Yeah.
The Joker looks like he runs a drug cartel.
he looks like a Mexican wrestler.
Yeah, he looks like a Nacho Libre wrestler that they forgot.
A luchador.
Film.
He looks like a luchador who's trying to act like the real Joker.
Yeah.
It's rough.
It's sad.
Will Smith is in pretty good shape for 90, so.
Will Smith has got to be old now.
He's old.
The other thing is the suit they put him in there is weird because it's white and purple, and that's just not. That's not how, I don't know, it doesn't look right. It just, I don't know.
Yeah, that, like, you saying that, I had to stop and think, because I just thought it was, like, I was thinking that the suit was, like, navy blue or black and red.
Did you guys hear they had to cut the budget, and that's why Harley Quinn has no pants? That's the only explanation, right?
Sure.
We gotta cut something, let's cut the pants budget.
Cut the pants.
What if they did that for everybody on Suicide Squad? They're like,
and everybody just had tight pants.
You have to wear these speedos from now on. I'm sorry.
I feel like that would probably actually help ticket sales. It'd be like Magic Mike meets Ocean's 11. So people would probably come to that in droves.
You know, the other thing that I was thinking that is kind of weird is, like, one thing that Marvel does is they talk about, like, it's all connected somehow, and DC has just straight up said we don't want our TV shows involved with our movies. And I've already grown to love their TV shows, so, and they do their TV shows right.
I would say that they've had growing pains with their TV shows already in ways the movies haven't had time yet. Because Arrow, I mean, like, say what you will, it's a good show, but the first few episodes of that show are really
bad. The first
bad.
Couple episodes
they're
of Arrow
real,
are a little
real
rough.
Terrible.
Yeah, but the first
that,
couple
that
episodes of Flash are pretty
actor.
Rough too.
Yeah, but Flash was already like, but what I'm saying is, you know, Arrow was kind of rough around the edges, and it got better. And then when Flash launched, Flash was already 10 times better than the early Arrow. And so like that whole their whole TV presence has had time to mature, while their film presence has really only had like what a couple movies. I mean, you can't really consider Batman because it's not the same universe. Really.
Yeah.
So it's like Marvel has had all this time to mature their stuff, and if they do the cross-universe stuff where it's TV and movies, you know, they're talking about a mature franchise already. So, maybe if they did go more of the TV route with it, it would be a little better off.
I think we're getting too dark. Yeah. I think we've already seen dark, and I think we're past dark. Like, even... I don't know if you guys got... I know Tim, or I know David, you saw Deadpool, but Deadpool was like... a dirty movie, but it wasn't a dark movie, if that makes any sense.
Are you saying you want Batman to be dirtier?
No, what I mean is, like, Deadpool was tons of cussing and a little bit of nudity, but, like, it was... I legitimately laughed most of the movie. It was funny. It was a good movie.
That's kind of Deadpool's thing, though. Batman's, like...
It was irreverent, yeah.
Batman's just depressed.
Yeah, but there's, like, Batman Brave and the Bold. Like, have you ever watched... I'm not even going to get into comic book lines, but there's versions of Batman where he's not completely, like, a psychopath just murdering people like he is in this. So,
It's like every person he sees must have killed his parents. That's how he seems in the movies.
Tim, what have you been up to?
Not a lot. I've been sick, actually, so I've not done much but sleep. I did see that there's a trailer for a new Kevin James show, which I didn't write down the name because I need my sanity.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, what is it, dude?
Kevin Can Wait.
What?
Kevin Can Wait.
For what? Now I'm intrigued. Now I gotta watch it.
Success.
What a great title.
Gosh.
No, Kevin, I watched like 30 seconds of the trailer today, and it's like him wearing a jersey and walking around the house, and he's got wife and kids, and I was like, oh, cool. King of Queens?
Yeah, his wife is extremely attractive, too, so it's like, come on now.
Yeah, and she looks like, I don't know.
She's like 15. She's 15 or 20 in that, at least.
Yeah, she's real, like, he is noticeably old in this, and she is noticeably young.
Maybe it's his daughter, man. How do you know all this stuff?
It's his daughter.
I didn't watch much of the trailer, so it could get weird after that. I have no idea. I watched, like, literally 30 seconds of it and said, yeah, that's Kevin James, and then turned it off.
The only good part, I watched the entire 5-minute trailer. And
that's a whole episode on normal television. You do realize that.
The only good part of that trailer was that they made up, or maybe they didn't make up, but the first time I had heard, saw, or thought of this was go-kart paintball, and it was just paintball while you're driving go-karts.
I think that's called Mario Kart.
That seems like a good
way
to die.
Yeah. It does, but it also sounds pretty fun until you die.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what life is all about.
Do they
right?
make go-karts big enough for Kevin James?
He's just driving
just
a bomb.
Go-karts.
He's clutching
he's
a paper.
Just two,
well, no,
two like... go-karts with reins, and then he's standing in a trash can.
Sparks flying. No, like, I imagine him, like, not necessarily fat, but, like, 17 feet tall and probably, like, 2 or 3 tons. And I imagine him holding, like, a paintball gun that looks like he got it out of one of those quarter machines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they don't make giant paintball guns. So is that accurate to what they did?
That's sure. exactly it.
Thank you. Good. I'll watch the show now.
Yeah, it ended with him getting mad that he lost, and he just punted his kids in their go-kart across the New York City.
I'll get new kids. Classic
I'll
Kevin.
I'll steal new kids.
Kevin
from
can
this
wait
sill at night.
For new kids. What's right. Kevin wait for? That's
Kevin
not going
to
last very long. Like, it's going to be like,
his pizza
Kevin can
cook.
Wait for cancer treatment. And they're like, no, Kevin, you can't wait. You need to get this right now, Kevin. Kevin. Please don't wait, Kevin. We need you. And his wife's like pleading, and he's like, Kevin can wait. Like, because he likes saying the title of the show in every episode. Kevin, you have to eat. You have to eat sometime or you will die. Kevin can wait.
I don't think Kevin James has an issue with not eating.
Yeah.
Well. That's the secret.
That's the secret. He doesn't
right.
agree. He does.
He lives off the sun and oxygen.
He's a plant-based human.
Photosynthesis.
So, I think
that was dumb.
I demand your sunlight. And he just stands on his roof and sticks his arms out like, photosynthesis.
Kevin, you can't just say photosynthesis and then
work.
Gain nutrients. That's
Kevin
not how this
can
works.
Wait for evolution to take its course.
Kevin can wait for the roots of my body to reach the ground.
Water me, wife. And she's just shooting him with a hose from the floor, from the ground. Oh.
I think it's
the
time to get to movies.
Be good.
Do what?
The show's gonna be good.
Yeah. It's time to move into movies.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
Yes, and Nick.
All right, so, David, let's hear your movie, buddy.
My movie is a Nicolas Cage film.
All right.
It's a sequel to a Nicolas Cage film starring Nicolas Cage again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's called Drive Angry 2, Drive Hangry.
Okay.
And basically, what do you think it's about?
That's David's way of saying he has nothing.
Have okay. I given you enough verbs in the title for you to just garner what this could be about?
Let me just ask a quick question, because I never saw Drive Angry, so will you give me a recap?
Neither have I.
Okay, fair enough then.
But no, right, no look, I can tell
none
you
none of us
plot.
Have seen
Wait,
it. No, don't worry about
plot.
It. We're going to figure it out.
No, the plot is great. You need to hear the plot.
Okay.
Okay? Are you ready for this plot?
Yeah.
Kevin, oh my lord.
Kevin James.
Nicolas Cage. Kevin Cage.
Is that his name for
Nicolas
real?
Nicolas Cage's, like, daughter? No. Yeah. His wife and, like, daughter get, like, sacrificed by a satanic cult.
Uh-huh.
That's how this movie opens. Uh-huh. Just FYI. I read about it because I was curious. Basically, I think he dies to go to hell to try and get him out. And then he gets on the run by, like, he sells his soul or something. He's being chased by, like, a soul broker throughout the movie. And he just drives angry.
I think that you just did the unpitchable. Why don't you just make your movie for this one, Drive Angry, and we'll just make it up. Because that's what it sounds like you already did.
No, I promise that movie opens with an occult killing
his here,
family.
A vengeful father escapes from hell and chases after the men who killed his daughter and kidnapped his granddaughter.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's
it's an occult.
Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is Drive Hangry, though. This is actually a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about just plain old Nicolas Cage getting frustrated that none of the drive-thrus can get his order correct.
What if... So, wait. I like your idea. I just want to, like, spin an alternate take on Drive Hangry.
Okay.
What if it's, like, he's in hell. He, like... succeeded in his last movie, because why not? I don't care. And someone steals a hamburger and fries from his granddaughter. And he's like, that will not stand. I will leave hell to stop you. Right?
Okay. All right. I like this.
All right, let's go
I
to
like
your
this.
Documentary.
Okay. A documentary about Nicolas Cage busting out of hell.
Isn't that every movie, really? Isn't he in, like, tax hell right now? That's why he does so many bad movies.
Yeah, that's probably actually the most truthful thing we've ever said on this podcast.
I've told you guys my theory about Nicolas Cage's hair. Yeah, I've said that before.
No, tell me. I don't know this.
I think I've said it before. Just talking about how, like, the only reason
anyone
would have
exposed
that,
brain?
Yeah, the only reason anyone would have the haircut is to cover your exposed brain.
Oh, yeah, you did say
the
that.
The only explanation, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so... All right, so he's chasing after the people that stole his granddaughter's Happy Meal, basically. So at some point, he's going to say...
He's going to be like,
this is
hey,
going to be a very unhappy
there's a Pokemon
meal.
Toy in there. What are you doing? He was real mad about it. He's like, that was the...
She really wanted that Ben 10 toy.
She really wanted the Pikachu.
Go! Is that how he talks? That's probably more Keanu, but...
That's how he talks.
Whatever.
That's it.
Yeah.
So he catches up with the people, right? He catches up with these people.
Yeah.
They've already eaten the food. So no go there.
So
I mean,
he has
he
to shrink down and go into their bodies. And he has to drive on themselves hangry. Drive on their selves hangry. Yeah. Yeah?
Sure. We can go with that. He's driving in their bodies. He's driving on cell highway, blood vessel highway.
You gotta run away from the killer T cells, man. I'll take you out. Foreign bodies.
Killer T cells. Those 2015 models are pretty fast.
So let me just make sure I got this right, because I've been just kind of sitting and listening for a few minutes. So we're saying that someone stole his granddaughter's hamburger and fries for a Happy Meal, I guess. They stole it.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves hell to go torment them, and he becomes Ant-Man and shrinks down and drives his car into their body.
Yep. Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, he's just driving the magic school bus.
That's the next round. Weirdly enough,
that was in hell.
Is this Miss Frizzle going to be there?
Carlos.
Carlos. But all the kids are in there, but they're like really like
terrified of Nicolas Cage.
Creepy looking. Yeah, they're terrifying looking.
We're 20. Please. Miss Frizzle went insane and made us go on adventures. There's only so many times you can see the nasal cavities before you want to die. And like the little redhead kid like hung himself with his belt in the back of the bus and his skeleton's just there.
So we're sticking with the magic school bus story now.
That's Arnold. He's our albatross.
I don't know how we got to the magic school bus, but it's canon.
Okay.
It's canon. That's what he's driving. That's how he's able to straighten out. We have to be able to explain how he shrunk
down. So all the kids from the magic school bus are in hell.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, sure.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. It's some kind of hell.
I mean, if you want that backstory, basically, Miss Frizzle took a contract to use the magic school bus to ferry souls across the river Styx.
What if, in order to have the school bus be magic, she had to sell her soul and every kid's soul?
To pay a debt?
That's why they're there.
All
right. What if, like, it's like, you know, and sometimes in movies they do a nod to another franchise because they couldn't get the license? So it's like the mystical school transportation. And Miss
the magic school short bus.
Mrs. Frazzle.
Mrs. Frazzle,
I like it.
Because not even the magic school bus fictional characters wanted to be in a movie with Nicolas Cage.
Miss McGriddle.
Miss McGriddle. Can we just do the magic school bus too?
All right. So let me add to this.
They go in this body. All right.
Go ahead.
All right. So stick with me for a second. So he shrinks down inside.
Stuck with us.
he shrinks down inside the person's body who stole the hamburger, and he lets them eat it. And as they eat it, he expands the school bus and kills them.
That's where I was exactly going.
Okay.
I was thinking, now I'm not saying this has to be this way, but like maybe he's like sick of being in hell and he's like, finally a host body. And he uses the magic school bus and he goes and he punches the guy just in the right parts of his brain in order to control him.
I like it.
Okay.
And then he spends time with his granddaughter for like half the movie. And it's real weird because this stranger is just like, hi, Katie. It's me, your grandfather. And then he's like trying to blink Morse code to her, like, please find the police, please help. I'm sorry I ate your hamburger.
He's still in charge of his eyelids.
Yeah, that's the only thing he can control.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yeah. And he spends time with his granddaughter. And then he realizes this is wrong. And then he makes the school bus blow the guy up, obviously.
Okay.
He doesn't care. He's already in hell. Like, what does he care?
Yeah, so, we need, like, a real problem in this. Like, some sort of opposition.
There was opposition.
Okay.
The hamburger was stolen. And he needed to blow somebody up with a school bus. And he hadn't done it in a while.
Hmm. What if, are Orange Julius is still a thing?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't work, then.
They are.
Never mind. Doesn't work.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay, so just stick with me. Stick with me, and you can backtrack on this if you don't like it. So what if when he explodes the bus inside of them, killing them, all of the kids inside the bus, when he gets out of the bus, all the kids leave the bus, and the rest of the movie is spent him hunting them down in order to get his soul back?
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, so like Satan's this. Like, hey, yeah. Listen, I said you could leave, but they were supposed to stay. And he's like, oh. So I gotta go hunt down, knock off Carlos.
Rico.
Yeah. And what's the redhead kid's name?
But Arnold's dead.
Well, he's super dead. He's still
he's
dead.
He's super dead on that bus.
He couldn't take it anymore. Yeah.
So he's gotta hunt him down. So let's see. Who was it? There was Carlos, which we've decided is Paco.
Well,
I don't know. There's probably a ton.
Let's not worry about it. It's a diverse racial cast, and that's cool. That's all you need to worry about is he has to hunt down, like...
Uh-huh. He has to hunt down Paco, Timmy, Sally,
Jeffro,
and...
don't forget Amanda.
Little Rhonda. Ronda Rousey. She was on there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What about Daisy? He's got to get Daisy, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tonto. And Quan. Estevez.
And let's then, be real. He's not going to find a kid
named Scooter and Little Scooter.
And then Shanae.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar the Grouch, Elmo, Big Bird. I don't know. The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. Michael. Tito. Janet. You know, all the kids from the Matter School. All
right. Guys. All right. Hey, David. David, why don't you give us a 30-second pitch?
Wait, so, okay. He finds them all in the end. But then he realizes...
Yeah, we gotta wrap it up real quick.
He realizes that he would rather sacrifice his soul so that these people who really didn't have a choice could be free. And Nicolas Cage is the hero. And he gets to make his Superman movie he always wanted to make. The end.
In hell.
In hell.
Okay. Yeah. I like it.
But it never gets picked up by a studio. Because, you know, it's hell.
Yeah, well, yeah.
There has to be a catch. You can't get his dreams, guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's in hell.
It's just him remaking the same film over and over and over again.
Great person.
Yeah. I don't know. He's a businessman. He was like, I need some money.
He probably cut a deal.
Well, Tim Burton's been here for... Tim Burton's been here for years, so he's been making movies for free for a really long time. All right, 30-second pitch, David.
All right, 30-second pitch. Sorry, I moved. 30-second pitch. Nicolas Cage's granddaughter from the first Drive Angry.
Katie Cage,
thank you. Gets her Happy Meal stolen, and she's crying, and Nicolas Cage, from the depths of hell, watching her like a creeper, is like, I will not stand for this. And he hops in the first vehicle he sees, which is the magic school bus. I'm sorry, the mystical school transportation unit. Because we couldn't get the rights to magic school bus. And he takes it on a journey. Finds the guy that ate the Happy Meal. It had already been consumed, so he goes inside the guy's body. And, you know, shrinks the bus down like the magic transportation bus will do. And then... he enlarges it and explodes the guy everywhere because he's just angry.
Mm-hmm. He's hangry.
Meanwhile, in the explosion process, all the kids escape the bus except for Arnold. He's super, super dead.
Don't let anybody tell you differently. He did not last at all. He lasted 30 seconds in that bus. When he realized he couldn't leave.
That fool was froze to death at Pluto, okay? It's no way he made it into hell, all right? So
he ate so many carrots one time, he turned orange. He did not survive. Man, that was a good show.
So he has to hunt down all the kids and puts them all on the bus, and then he really thinks about it, and he's like, you know what, these kids, they got sold as part of Miss McGriddle's death, a debt that she owed the devil. They didn't deserve to be in hell, so I'm gonna take their place. You can have my soul, Satan. And he's sentenced to hell and lives out a life where he makes a Superman movie that he always wanted to make, but he can't get it sold to anybody.
Mm. I like it.
What a tragedy.
What a fine Greek tragedy we just wrote. Eat your heart out, Aristotle. Yeah. He didn't write tragedies, I don't think.
Yeah, but... I was about to say, Socrates and Plato.
Socrates.
Yeah.
Socrates. Right. Get your philosopher crate, Socrates. Yeah.
With the coupon code Nicolas Cage.
Use the coupon code Buyer Beware.
Oh no.
All right, David. That was dumb. Up next, Tim's movie.
All right. So I have a movie, guys. And I'm sick, so I can't be held responsible for this monstrosity that I'm going to bring to you.
Alright.
Have you guys seen The Iron Giant?
I have.
You know the movie about the big robot?
Yes.
Oh, Garth.
Yeah, keep that in your mind. Because what if there was a movie called The Iron Andre the Giant? Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah?
I don't know who Andre the Giant is, but that's
okay. You're absolute. You have got to be kidding me.
I'm not.
You don't know who Andre the Giant is?
You're not doing a Who bit?
I really don't know who Andre the Giant is, but that's
now,
okay.
See, now I can't trust you anymore. Boy,
you seen Princess Bride?
I have.
Okay. Just that big dude that you can't understand
a word he says. Oh, is the big guy in
that
Andre the Giant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I do know who Andre the Giant is.
Okay, I was going to say, dang, dude. He's Andre. He's huge. How could you miss him?
He's got that weird deep voice. Yeah, I know who you're talking
Anybody
about.
Anybody want a peanut?
Yeah, they don't have to put any filters on this.
I just imagine this kid, like, is trying to hide Andre the Giant from his family. And we blue screen him in.
All right.
So it's going to be difficult because he's dead. So we're going to have to just use clips from his other movies.
Okay.
What do you guys think, right?
Sure.
So,
okay, and, all right. Well, he's only done one movie, so...
Well, he was a wrestler, too, so...
Well, yeah,
occasionally,
okay,
he's just wearing a Speedo and running around.
I don't even know where to go with
this. No, see, right, look. I told you this was bad. The Iron Giant...
Why does he gotta hide him? How does he meet?
So
that's what we need to establish.
Well, obviously... Andre the Giant goes
can
out
he
on
come
a
hurtling down from space.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that that someone bet him when he was drinking a bunch that he couldn't jump directly into space, and Andre the Giant's like, "Yeah, I can," and he jumps into the upper atmosphere.
Except the guy's like, "Wait, what?"
And he's like, "Wait, what?"
He had to repeat himself like three times.
No, please. Like what?
Andre the Giant.
You know that you can't do Robert's voice every episode.
That's
and
exactly the same.
Else.
They have the same voice. He jumps directly into space, and then he cannonballs into this guy in, like, wherever they are at, Kansas field. Uh-huh. And the kid finds him, and he has amnesia because he hit the ground too hard.
Uh-huh.
And it's about him bringing, you know, trying to help Andre the Giant recover his memories. And for some reason, secret government agencies want him.
Okay.
They think he's an alien.
As government agencies do with giants.
Yeah. It's kind of like E.T. in that sense, you know? He just puts Reese's Pieces down. And Andre the Giant just chases
them
down.
They're just whole Reese's Cups.
Yeah, that's just going to have to... You have to do better than that, kid. Like, Andre the Giant doesn't get out of bed unless there's, like, you know, a whole bathtub full of Reese's Pieces to eat.
It's an expensive pet to keep.
Yeah.
A lot of food. You got to feed this thing.
Can you just, like, think about, though, like... The kid's hiding Andre the Giant in this junkyard.
Son, who are you talking to? I hit puberty.
Nobody.
I don't think you did.
No, I'm not talking to nobody.
Like, Andre, stop trying to help, please. Please, just be quiet. Please stop.
Anybody want a peanut? Wanna go to tracks?
Like, Andre, dude, come on. Did you just shotgun a keg? What are you doing? I'm a child. See, there's so much hijinks.
All right.
And the kid rides on Andre the Giant's shoulders.
Uh-huh.
As would anybody.
It's a story. And then the end, he jumps into space. Where he lives out his years.
Well, let's say... So the government... why is the government trying to hunt him down? Let's start there.
So, like, he came rocketing in, and they caught him on the telescope. So they don't know that he's Andre the Giant.
Okay.
Right.
Right? But he's this giant human being. They're like, well, no one could be that size for real. You know, maybe this is pre, like, him being famous. All right?
Okay.
And so he rockets down, and they're like, well, we got to get this guy so we can put his blood in our soldiers to make him stronger. So,
okay. All right.
But that's what I want him.
Fair enough.
Yep.
That's it.
Okay, so
I have another movie. If I brought another one because that one was bad.
David, what do you think?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Another movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you both to say veto.
Veto.
You guys suck. No.
Veto.
No. Sorry, we're sticking with it. This one's just as bad. I hope you're ready.
I don't know, David. Hold on. If he picks a movie and it's just as bad, I've had a few minutes to think about Andre, so I don't know. What do you think?
What do you got for Andre?
Okay. All right. So I need to know if we're sticking or not. Because are we committed to this or not?
I don't care.
I want to hear what you got.
That's
you got
not it. How it works. Okay,
improv so this bad boy.
I have this idea.
So this ship is plummeting towards the earth, and I need you to pull back on the throttle, like right now, okay. Man.
All right. So the government's hunting him because he came into Earth, and when they find him, he just gives up and gives himself up to the government.
No trouble.
Do you remember when Superman gives himself up in Man of Steel, and he like they put him in handcuffs, and it's like kind of adorable.
Yeah.
I think that they put Andre the Giant in handcuffs, right? And so he's sitting in a room, and they're interviewing him. And as they're interviewing him, he just takes off the handcuffs. And he just walks through the prison. Because I don't know why they would interview him at a police station. He's at a prison. And from there, he's just freeing up people to be on his team to take down the government.
Okay. So who's in prison? Who's he busting out? Is anybody of note in prison?
Yes.
Stephen Avery.
okay.
He's probably the
only person somebody. I know that's in prison, so.
Can we just make this the origins of wrestling and he just frees all these people who become wrestlers?
What do they call you?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh yeah, brother!
And then, like, he doesn't actually free Hulk Hogan. He frees Hulk Hogan's mustache, and then Hulk Hogan's mustache eventually forms into a man. Man, we need to do more wrestling-based movies because this is fantastic.
That's where the gold's at, man.
All right, so he gets them all, and he teaches them how to not real fight, because that's what wrestling is not real fighting.
He's a gentle giant.
You just gotta scare them. You don't actually have to hit
the kid's stuck on his shoulder. He's like, can I go home now? I don't want to be in prison with Andre. And he's like, he doesn't want to jump because Andre is 45 feet tall.
And he'll definitely break a limb.
Well, more than that, yeah. Andre might eat him by accident. He might inhale when he jumps off and swallow him.
Okay, so he's assembled a team of wrestlers that he's broken out of prison. And as a team, they decide to heist the wrestling belt from The Rock.
Well, no, so here's the thing. It's the origins of wrestling. So maybe the belt is like some government artifact.
I didn't realize we were that far back.
Yeah, no. Like this is like ages ago. This is The Rock was like just a thought in Andre the Giant's eyes, because Andre the Giant's probably his dad. It's the only explanation for how big The Rock's gotten lately. So I was thinking like I like the idea though of them getting the belt. So what if like they went and got the belt from this government's facility and they're using the belt to harness like half of the power grid for the United States?
Okay.
And they're like, we have to get this belt for our wrestling federation if we want to be legitimate.
Okay. We're gonna need a lot of pyrotechnics. We need this belt.
We need a lot of power.
How we run the Jumbotron?
They look, dang, Andre, you know a lot about electricity.
I invented electricity.
I'm like, no, you didn't. And the kid's still like, please,
get me down.
Please, mom, dad, I miss you. I haven't eaten in days.
I tried to ride a wrestler down when he suplexed him, but I wasn't quick enough.
I couldn't get a hold of his speedo enough to ride on the way down.
Can the kid die on his shoulders?
No, he lives, and he becomes the greatest wrestler of all, The Rock.
Okay.
No, he becomes John Cena. And he lives off Andre the Giant's scraps, like the crumbs in his beard, like. And that's why he's as strong as he is. That's the only way you survive. It.
What were you about to say, Nick?
No, I'm saying I like it. I that wasn't initially the idea I was going with, but I like that kid is The Rock. I was going to ask what era this is, but if that kid is The Rock, that's probably like the 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So anyway, they do this wrestling federation. They have to break in. All right, they break in this government facility, right? And it's just them fake suplexing and fake hitting people with chairs. And they're just, like, real confused. Like, why are you doing this? The secretary up front has been hit with 12 chairs, and she doesn't care at all. Someone busted a freaking fluorescent light over the president's head, and he's like, whatever. That didn't hurt.
Haru!
I am not a crook. You know, if you don't hold your finger in the peace sign on either side, you can't actually talk like him. Did you know that? I call it Nixon quotation fingers. Okay. So anyway, they bust in this facility and they have to steal the belt so that they can power the Wrestling Federation because none of them have money because none of them have real skills because they're all criminals.
Because they've all been in prison. Yeah.
And Stephen Avery's like, "What do you guys want me to do? I'm gonna get some pictures taken of this van, and I'll be back." And then he gets put in jail. Again.
Okay.
And for the sequel, Andre the Giant can come back from the dead and save him.
I like this.
It's called Rose Hancock. And he comes back from the dead. And he breaks out of hell to save Stephen Avery and Brendan Dassey.
I like it.
Yeah?
Good deal.
Man, I don't know if I have a 30-second pitch for such a terrible movie. But I could give it a go.
Go for it.
Give it a
Shooting
go.
For a minute. Shooting for 6-minute pitch. So. I remember what the movie's called.
It's the Iron Andre the Giant.
Andre
the Giant.
All right. So The Iron Andre the Giant is a movie about a young boy finding the robot of his dreams, which just turns out to be Andre the Giant. And he has to forever ride on Andre the Giant's shoulders as Andre the Giant breaks some of the most important wrestlers in the history of wrestling out of jail so they can start their own federation, the WCW. And they have to fight the government to get this belt, I guess. Space belt.
Yep.
I like it.
And John Cena.
Actually, it's the WWE. We want electricity. I'm sorry.
Real stupid. That's dumb. Can't not dumber than the Iron Andre the Giant. So, all right,
I like it.
I guess
Nick.
I'm up.
Hey Nick,
I'm up.
Can you do me a favor and like bring a good movie? Cause like David and I, we like totally phoned it in.
I think I got a decent one.
Like David and I like dug through the trash that is our notes and pulled the trashiest trash out. And said,
"You're not wrong.
Let's just put."
It's the only one that wasn't crossed out a lot. It was only crossed out a little.
I came up with this one like a week ago.
All right, I think I got one, and I think I got a little bit of direction for us to go. So my movie is The Bourne Identity, Born Again. Oh, and would you like direction, or should I just let you go?
You give us the direction.
Okay, so
we don't just.
We're eliminating whatever movie the trailers have out right now for Jason Bourne. That's not canon, okay? So the last movie with Jason Bourne was The Bourne Ultimatum, and that's the one where he's like dodging CIA agents. He dodges them in all the movies, but he's dodging his agents because they're trying to start up a new assassination program. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember exactly how that ends, but my thought on this is that he's free, right? Because he's Jason Bourne, and nobody can tell him what to do. And he discovers Christ, and because he's so good at what he does,
I think at the end of the movie he jumps into like a lake or a river.
He jumps into a river,
and then at the bottom of the ocean he discovers Jesus. He's like, "Dude, what are you doing down here?" That's the only thing I can imagine when you said that.
Okay,
Jesus.
So Jesus comes to him, and while he's at the bottom of the ocean, he decides to tell everybody about Jesus, and that's.
Hey, can we make it canon that was a hobo that died and fell in the river, but he was like so out of it because he'd been shot a couple times before he jumped in the river. He thought it was Jesus, and then had a meeting with Jesus.
Yes.
Okay.
A meeting with Jesus. Yeah.
It was like a board meeting. He doesn't.
I feel like
he hasn't been in the church much. He was brainwashed.
Like, he met Jesus at Starbucks.
Jason, I feel like you got a lot to say.
What?
I feel like you have a lot to say.
Who's Jason?
Did you just call me Jason?
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here. David.
No. Listen, Jason. Hey, Jason, will you weigh in for us? You've been quiet this whole podcast, Jason. It's time to reveal yourself to the people. Jason's our sound producer.
Wait, I was thinking about Jason Bourne. Talk to Jason. I was thinking about Jason Bourne. Wait, give me a break.
Hold on. I got Jason. He's coming home. I got nothing. That's weird. Jason said he has nothing. Did you guys hear that?
David, I feel like... Oh, my gosh. David, We've only been doing this for almost 20 podcasts,
and Nick forgot.
Why has he been sitting in the room the whole time and not said a thing is what I want to know.
I'm shy. He's shy. I don't know if you heard that. He's shy. He doesn't even look me in the eyes. And I'm, like, sitting here.
I'm an introvert, but I like people secretly.
Oh, thanks, Jason. You guys... Yeah.
We got all that.
My dad never loved me.
Okay, Jason. It's like he gets on the mic. Jason, I'm talking about you. Yeah, it's like he gets on the mic and just feels like he has to reveal all his secrets. That's why he can't talk. That's why he doesn't have his own mic.
Okay.
David, I feel like I laughed at that way harder than I should have.
What's up?
David, I feel like you have some stuff to add now.
Hey, Nick, congrats on your graduation. Oh, Jason, shut up. That's weird. He just, like, he does not know when to stop. He can't hear you guys at the moment. So, you know.
Are we done? Can we move on now?
Yeah.
Thought it was real funny when you did that whole McDonald's thing last week. Jason's.
Okay.
I love wrestling. Okay. Okay, enough.
Okay.
My dad named me after Jason Bourne. Okay, shut up.
Shut up.
Gosh. I think, you know, I'm going to let Jason sit down and do the rest of the podcast. Are you guys okay with that?
I shouldn't even have laughed at that way too hard.
Hey, guys, this is Jason. I sit down real hard. I don't know if you heard that.
Because you have all that extra muscle.
I can run 5 miles without breathing heavy. Jason, no, you can't.
That's the only thing I remember about
you. I know. I knife fought a guy with a magazine once. You guys want me to tell you about that?
I can run 1,000 miles before my hands even shake. It's like, well, maybe if you weren't running with your fist clenched.
Yeah. So angry all the time. All right, Nick, let's do your movie. Oh, my gosh. That whole section with our made-up podcast host was longer than my whole movie.
Oh, my gosh. I laughed way too hard at that.
I think you should leave most of that in.
I plan to.
Okay, if you could put some at the end, because I know it gets a little long. That'd be funny.
So,
all right,
David, I feel like...
So he meets Jesus at the bottom of a river. Dead hobo Jesus. Sorry, Lord.
I just did like the cross thing from Catholicism. Cover
I mean, the least of these is him too. So
I don't know what they say, but I always say the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria when I do it. I'm dead serious. Every time I see it, I'm like, "Oh, is that how that goes?"
So he's born again. I like it.
All right, and so he's like the CIA. So he doesn't know. I'm assuming he has some sort of amnesia again, and he doesn't know that he's being chased by the CIA.
Fair enough.
And so, like, the whole movie is him, like, using his skills, but he doesn't know how he's doing it.
Okay. So he just thinks it's all Jesus?
He just thinks he's a vessel for the Lord, the greatest.
Well, he's doing a sermon, and, like, some CIA agent jumps on the stage, and he beats him to death with a hymnal. But then he goes right back into his speech, like he didn't even know what happened.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I like this. He's just doing Holy Ghost karate.
Holy Ghost karate.
Holy Ghost Jitsu?
This is a triune martial art.
I mean, obviously, he's just going to assume that the Lord's gifted him with
karate with powers. Karate,
chosen him to be his chosen martial artist pastor.
Breaking boards for Jesus. He's like the power team, basically.
Is the power team those guys who rip phone books apart?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna bend this rebar into the shape of a Jesus fish. Why? Now that rebar's useless. Thanks, power team.
I'm going to rip this phone book in half because you only ever need to call on the Lord.
I'm going
to
blow up this medicine bag that no one has used since, you know, the 1950s, because why not? I remember okay. when they were doing that, he took it and he started blowing it up. And he's like, kids, don't do this because when the air goes back in, it could collapse your lungs. We're like, just why are you doing it?
Why is anyone doing it?
Why would you do this? Well, just wait. I'm going to lay on some spikes, put a block of ice on me, and someone's going to hit with a sledgehammer. Cool. How is this about Jesus? Yeah, Power Team was awesome. All right.
So, anyway.
Maybe Jason Bourne becomes part of the Power Team.
I like it.
Okay. I can go with that.
I like it.
The Power Team was basically Christian American Gladiators.
Okay.
They were.
Yeah. So...
So he doesn't know the CIA is after him. Okay, first of all, they always cast, like, someone of note to be the, like, director or the person in charge of bringing in Bourne. So who is in charge of bringing in Bourne?
Ben Affleck.
Ooh, we both went the opposite direction. I said Beans, you said Ben
Affleck. Interesting, I was going to go a Russell Brand.
Okay, what if, that's actually the mix of Ben Affleck and Beans. Did you know that? If you mix those two people together in a blender, you get
Russell Brand. Brand.
Okay. That's true. All right. I like it.
All right, so Russell Brand. Right.
Yeah.
And he's like totally nonchalant about catching Jason Bourne. He's like, I wish you guys could see me like sway like him right now. I'm just swaying. Like I'm like real swaying, like real high, apparently.
Okay, David, lay down some plot. I'm listening.
He's just like, I want to do whatever. I want to use these weird, like, Holy Ghost karate moves to minister. Those are my gifts. These are the gifts I've been given. How can I reach people with these gifts? So he joins the Power Team.
But then he realizes he can't do anything unless he's doing it to a human practitioner.
Sure.
So it's like...
True.
So true. It's a lot of him, like... Like utterly just dismantling people with his fists.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But no, what if it's like a red? No, what if it's
volunteer from the audience?
I got it. Hey, what? Guys, what? I got it.
You got it.
Okay. So have you ever seen the movie Reds? Okay.
Sorry, that slipped out. It's like someone yelled over me for a whole 20 seconds. It's like the like epitome. Like someone is like going to be like, "Hey, what's an interruption mean?" I'm going to be like, "Hold on, look, I got the perfect recording."
Okay, have you guys ever seen the movie Red State?
Yeah, part of it.
Okay, so the idea in Red State is it's like this weird backwards Baptist church.
Garden State? Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, yes.
Zach Braff.
And so they kidnap people in order to punish them for their sins, like sacrificing them. So what if Jason Bourne somehow gets wrapped up in some sort of thing where they kidnap people and they force Jason Bourne to beat them up in the name of Jesus?
That's what you interrupted me for 20 seconds.
Let me take this.
I love it.
Let me take the basis of your idea.
And then okay.
throw it away. And transform it. Just a little bit. All right. So, okay.
David was like, that's a great idea, but no.
No. No, it is a good idea, instead of it being a weird... Well, you could argue that it... anyway, I'm not going to say what I was about to say. Okay, so he does get sucked in to like a weird, like, hey, you want to come join us, you person? Except it's the Sister Wives guy recruiting him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Man. You don't know what Sister Wives is?
Are you talking about Mormons?
Yeah.
Okay. You said the Sister Wives guy. I thought there was like a specific person.
No, there is. It's a show. So, he's at a cult. He gets sucked into a cult. And they're like, hey, Jason, these non-believers, we gotta snap their necks. Are you good at snapping necks, Jason?
Yeah. Not you. Gosh, darn it, Jason. You let him talk once, man. I'm telling you. Mm.
What if he gets slayed of the spirit, and that's the equivalent of him getting his memories back?
Okay.
And he's just regular old Jason Bourne.
Okay.
And that's the end.
I like it.
He's back. Okay. Born again. That's what the title right, meant.
30-second pitch.
Best I got.
No, I like it. I'm...
I feel like we missed out on him being on the power team. He didn't even bend a single piece of rebar into the shape of a fish.
30-second pitch?
He didn't even build a bomb out of, like, hymnals and that little blanket they put over people who pass out in the spirit.
Okay. So, 30-second pitch. Jason Bourne, at the end of the last movie, falls into the ocean. And while he's in the ocean, he meets what he thinks is Jesus. And it happens to be a dead hobo. And from there, he decides to follow Jesus, and he gets sucked into being born again. And from there, he joins the power team. And
sure. Yep.
When he's joining the power team, he uses his skills in the name of Jesus. And while he's going through all of that, they're traveling and using their gifts, and he gets sucked into a cult at a church where I guess the cult snaps necks. And
yep.
From there, he starts snapping next for the cult, and he gets baptized in the Holy Spirit, and that's the moment where he gets all his memories back. And
born again.
Mm-hmm. Born again. Born again.
Born again.
Good deal.
All right.
We just wanted to take a second and thank our listeners. You guys can give us suggestions at... David, what's our...
Movies at unpitchablepodcast.com.
Okay.
That's movies at unpitchablepodcast.com.
Good deal.
Thank you guys for listening. If you really like the show, rate and subscribe on iTunes or anywhere that you can rate us. We're not on Google. Stitcher. I don't know.
Yeah, share us. You can.
We love
share
you guys. We want to hear your feedback. All right, until next week, I'm David Johnson.
I'm Nick Kagan.
I'm Tim Canyon.
Unpitch yourselves.
Do you guys know Egypt Air crashed?
Oh, yeah. We could talk about that.
That'd be great. Let's bring the hard-hitting news that no one wants to hear from us. Is that Batman? Wait, was that Batman?
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a box full of garbage you'll pay $20 for, and then you'll put the stuff on your desk, and eventually you'll scoop it directly in the trash can.
Sorry, I did that smack and sound. Well, hi.
Oh yeah, brother. David, why don't you read the intro this time?
Oh, Jesus.
That's not what the box is about. Probably.
Loot Crate Resurrection is the theme of this Loot Crate.
The thing is, you open the box, just ashes 3 days later. A phoenix. Yeah. I'll do Josh's
You're
voice.
Stupid.
I'll do Josh's voice.
What shape do you make with your mouth to do Josh's voice?
Welcome to the Unbreakable Podcast, a podcast about all things M. Night Shyamalan's Unbreakable. I'm Mr. Glass.
There's a dad who's being sued by a mom because he live streamed her childbirth on the internet and didn't tell her. And she divorced him when she found out after they brought the baby home. And she's suing him.
You hit some really good, hilarious comedy points there, Nick.
Pepperoni!